The Haines City Commission has heard a request for a rural housing incentive district for the St. Joseph's Parish Center. Grow Haines Executive Director Doug Williams explains a little bit about what that means on this episode of the Post Podcast.
At the end of the day, we're going to have some additional housing. The developer is proposing 12 units that the old St. Joseph School building to be converted to 12 apartment units, 8 one-bedrooms and 4 two-bedrooms is kind of what he's got right now on the drawing board. That's not final yet. He's still working through some thoughts. He's considered a couple of studio apartments as opposed to the two bedrooms, but I think he feels like he'd like to have a mix of one bedrooms and two bedrooms. So that's what he's thinking at this point in time. And he met at the city work session last night to make application. He's made application for an RHID, which is a rural housing incentive district, similar to what we did on the project east of the technical college. And so he made application for that and also laid out his estimates as to what he believes he's going to be spending on the building and the whole financial picture as to how this project works. And it gets a little complicated, but that's what he was there to do last night.
It is terribly complicated. Even as you were trying to explain this whole thing to me before we got on air, I was confused. So we're going to try to go through some of this stuff. But I think before we get to that, you know, the RHIDs, and we've talked about these in the past, but they're really, it's not taking anything away. It's one of those situations that seems like a win-win-win for everybody, right?
Well, it absolutely is. You know, people see these incentives and sometimes get the impression that it's costing the taxpayer something, and it really isn't. The reality is that building has not been on the tax rolls since it was built in 1907. You know, it was operated as a school, as a church, and not generating any property taxes. And so the way an RHID works is that it allows the property owner to convert its use. So in this case, it's going to be converted to apartments, and he'll get a tax bill every year. And I would guess, you know, based on our local mill levy, his tax bill will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $12,000 to $13,000 a year. Okay, the way an RHID works is it allows him to recoup, get reimbursed for the lion's share of that $12,000 to $13,000 for a period of 20 years. So he estimated on his proposal $450,000, but what he was using was the tax rates in other communities, and ours are considerably lower than what other communities are. Our mill levy is 111. The mill levy where he comes from, I believe he said, was 170 or something like that in Atchison, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And you see different levels, but Haines has, with the exception of Johnson County, Haines has the lowest mill levy in the state of Kansas. And so he will more likely be reimbursed $250,000 to $300,000 via the RHID as opposed to the $450,000 that he estimates. But it really costs the taxpayers nothing unless somebody was to come along and just do this project without any type of incentives. And based on the economics of it, that just isn't going to happen.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about, or, you know, we've heard him, the clips of that from last night's meeting through the show this morning, exactly that. Like, he was pretty honest. Like, without these incentives, there is no project. That building just continues to sit there, and you know, unfortunately, it's sitting there and just going to pot.
Right. You know, these older buildings, we have to find other uses for them, and many times residential use is the best option. We see that with the Washington School project. You know, that down across from the aquatic park, that's a similar type project being converted to 14 affordable apartments. You know, that those are income qualified. You cannot make over a certain amount to be able to be in these. This particular developer on the St. Joseph's building is applying for a grant that will force him to be in a moderate income price range. And I believe he described it as He can only rent it to people in the $30,000 a year, I believe up to like $96,000 a year or something like that.
Yeah, price range. Young professionals, I think, was the term I remember him saying.
Young professionals, retirees, you know, right by the church, there will be a lot of interest with people wanting to live across the street from the church.
Well, even just in so close to our beautiful downtown.
And adjacent to downtown. So it's got a lot of positives.
Yeah, if I were coming into Hayes, I mean, that would be like, I'd be eyeballing that place. I'd want to be right there.
But as Commissioner Melick noted, very unlikely that it would have any student housing in it because they don't fall in that income range demographic. So, but the reality is these projects, like Washington School or like St. Joseph's School that are being redone, other downtown properties, without some of these tax incentives, they're just not going to happen, and they sit empty. And it's and this gentleman is using a series of incentives, being also the RHID, coupled with a moderate income housing grant that he's applying for, along with the state and federal historic tax credits. So he's using all the kind of bring all the tools to bear to make it workable. But even at that, once that all the smoke all clears with that, it's a project that is a nice project for him, but it's not a get rich kind of project. And what people need to realize too is the RHID, he's got to wait 20 years to get that money back. I mean, he gets it each year along the way, but he doesn't get it all for 20 years. And that's a long time to wait for anybody.
Yeah, and you know, and looking at the numbers that you brought with you here, that total project, it's almost $2.2 million. So it's a massive investment, and he's got over $800,000 that he's planning on putting on in his money into this project. So of course, yeah, you know, it's a long term thing, and I think he was also very open and honest about, you know, his dealings with the city of Atchison. He's a city employee, so he's kind of dealt with these programs on the other side of that for a long time.
He has. He's done a couple of projects in Atchison. He took an old YMCA and converted it to 17 apartments, and then an old firehouse that he converted to some apartments. And I haven't been to these projects, but I've seen the pictures of the projects, and he did a terrific job on these projects. And he knows what he's doing. He's engaging local contractors to, or will engage local contractors to do the work. And so it really is a win-win. While some of the potential property tax revenues are deferred, all the materials he buys will be subject to sales tax locally. So, there'll be a fair amount of, on $2 million project, a certain amount of that is materials that go into the project that'll be bought locally, and it'll employ local people to do the work and then provide housing for people who can potentially move here or relocate from a house that might free up a home for somebody else. So there's just lots of positives with this project, and I really don't see any negatives.
Yeah, to me, this is exactly what that rural housing incentive district is created for, is projects like this, and I'm so excited for this to get rolling. You know, what is the, at this point in the process for him, you know, what's the chance, I guess, what's the breakaway? Is he going to, do you think, be able to actually pull this all together and get this thing done, or is it still 50-50, or where are we at there?
Well, I think it's a lot more than 50-50. He's coming to town next Thursday. Last night was the work session. Next Thursday will be the actual vote to approve the RHID resolution and start the clock on this whole long, as Kim Rupp called it, a marathon process, a marathon of meetings.
Marathon of meetings, yes, I love that.
Yeah, next Thursday we'll start that process. And he's closing on the structure next Thursday. So he has every intent of moving forward. The receipt of this moderate income housing grant is important. And he has to make application by, I believe, the end of this month. And then he won't hear on that until December. And so once he hears on that, I think he'll start the process. I don't think he intends to start before he hears on that modern income housing grant, whether he is eligible to receive that or not. But he's committed to it, and he wants to make it happen. And I think he's the right guy to do the development.
Yeah, it certainly sounds, and hopefully I get the chance to bring him on the show at some point. I don't want to ask you to speak for him, but you know, it really does sound like his best, or his intentions, really, he has the best of intentions. It's not, again, as you say, it's not a get rich quick scheme. He's not going to make a ton of money on this deal. It's just going to be betterment for the community, and that's what it sounds like his Atchison projects have been as well.
They have been, and I don't want to paint two roses. I mean, he's doing it for the money.
Oh, sure. You know, he's a businessman.
Long term, he's got an investment that he wants to make a return on his money.
No reason to be in business if you're not making money.
Right. But there's nothing wrong with making money and also providing an asset to the community at the same time, and I believe that's what's happening here. He's got a track record. And, you know, as we've talked before, the structure is so cool and the location is perfect, you know, adjacent to downtown. So it's just it's a terrific use for that structure.
Yeah, I was in there. They had a giveaway last weekend where they were just getting rid of some old tables and chairs and things like that, and letting people in and kind of taking one last look at the building before the sale goes through. And one of the things I was really blown away by, that was my first time ever being in there, just how solidly built that building is. And of course, you know, it's one of those old limestone buildings. I don't know why I expected different, but my goodness, it's just, it's not going anywhere.
No, it's a fortress, basically. Very well constructed. He made the comment to me that the parish people cleaned it out and just left it perfect, which is a testament to our local community, I think, that they care. He said some other projects he's been involved with, you know, the property was not left in that condition when he took ownership of it, that was not cleaned up and not cleaned out and all kinds of messes. So he was pleased with that. And I think that says a lot for the community we have here.
Absolutely. You know, I'm wondering if you've heard any feedback from the community. You know, this is a beloved building by a significant portion of the folks that live here. I'm wondering if they're supportive from what you've heard, or is it kind of wait and see approach?
I think everything I've heard has been very supportive. You know, the commissioners last night were very supportive. The mayor made the comment that her kids went to school there and her mother had gone to school there or had been involved there. I can't remember exactly what the involvement was with her mother. But overall, I think everybody is, they're concerned that it is somebody that has experience with this and does a good job is of concern. But I believe almost universally everybody feels that that's the best use for this facility and is positive about it.
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past before this project kind of came about. Like, what do you do with that building? Because there's not a lot of options for a building like that. I mean, you can't turn it into a retail space just because of the amount of work that would be required. And housing is one of those things that's, I think, probably the low-hanging fruit, I would think, on a building like this.
It's the most obvious. You know, it's obviously, if it was suited for a school, it would still be a school. There's reasons why it's not a school anymore. And so you start looking at alternatives and commercial uses are very far and few between. I've seen some, you know, there's a building in Victoria that was converted into storage units. That's not the best use of a property. I mean, it's better than nothing and it serves a purpose, but I think housing is a better purpose, particularly in our community where we have such a shortage of housing right now, mm-hmm. that's just a perfect use for it.
Absolutely. Well, Doug, we're very quickly running out of time. Any last thoughts real quick before we go?
Well, I just mentioned our upcoming Think Like an Entrepreneur class. You can still sign up. It starts next week on the 22nd. We've got our quarterly luncheon next week. Would invite anybody to call in and reserve a spot for that. I think that's on the 22nd or 3rd as well.
Both of those programs. And the only reason I know this is because I've been promoing it for you for a couple of weeks. Both of those programs start on next Wednesday.
Yeah, so if you have an interest in coming to that, we're going to be talking about the Imagine Ellis County project, which is looking at the future. And last week we had a number of organizations come in and present as to what their plans are for the future. We're going to have some more next week, and we'll be talking about it at the quarterly luncheon as well. So call us if you'd like to attend. We'll put your name down. We ask for people to reserve a spot so we know how many meals we need to get ready for you.